It's 29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio, and let's go on the pace now and harness racing with Greg Hayes. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. How's things?
Good, fighting fit. You got a busy time coming up. We've got heaps happening. Carnival of Cups.
Yeah, there's plenty going on at the moment. Of course, Hoss wrapped up what happened out at Penrith last Thursday night, but then, of course, we roll into a big week with Anzac Day coming up on Thursday. So that means we've got the Coolerman meeting. There's also the Forbes. They've got a meeting out there, part of the Carnival of Cups, and then the big one at Bankstown on Friday night. It's the Truel Memorial meeting. So a lot to look forward to there. We've also got Menangle on Saturday night. Fields are coming up for that a little bit later than normal, obviously, because of Easter, the Easter weekend. But there'll be heats for the Australian Pacing Gold 2-year-old fillies. They'll also have heats for the 2-year-old colts and geldings as well. So there will be some a number of meetings right across the state coming up over the week with all of the different meetings that are going on. I'm also going to have a catch up with Aaron Goadsby this morning. Now, the reason for that is that he took a horse yesterday to Narrabri, which is part of the Carnival of Cups as well. Aaron is in a training partnership with Mark Jones. Mark Jones, of course, a Kiwi, and Aaron looks after the horses on this side of the Tasman. So the partnership's been basically in operation for this season. I think they've had the 20 starters for five winners, four seconds and a third. So they've got a fantastic strike rate. They had one yesterday at Narrabri break the track record. And they've also got one over in New Zealand that's heading towards a few feature races called Lulu Le Mans. I know they're pretty keen to get an invite to the Jewels and be the Australian representative, but they've also got her nominated in a couple of lead-up races and some feature races that would nearly see her qualify for the Jewels. Basically, the way the Jewels works over in New Zealand is the top prize money winners for each of the categories qualify to make the Jewels final. With the Australian invite, they get an automatic entry in to the Jewels. So being an Australian trained filly. So we might see if we can catch up with Aaron and see if we can speak with him. All right. So, all right. We might just have to take a quick break because the number that I have given apparently is disconnected. So if we can just take a quick break and we'll check that number. All right, we'll just talk a little bit more harness racing here on the pace. And as I was mentioning, Aaron Goadsby, who's in that training partnership with Mark Jones, they've had a fantastic start to the season. And that continued yesterday with Rock and Joy winning at Narrabri and breaking the track record. Aaron's joining me. Morning, Aaron.
Morning, Greg.
Mate, really good start to the season for yourself and Mark.
Yeah, we're poking along all right. Sort of built the numbers up to 10 and yeah, looking just to keep the winners going for the owners.
Obviously, Rock and Joy yesterday was the star of the team and really showed some class. First run in Australia and was able to lower the track mark.
Yeah, she came over on Wednesday and Mark had a bit of an opinion of her over there and thought that she's an Aussie bred and better placed over here for the owners. And we sort of picked that race out a couple of weeks ago. It was nearly $9,000 race and a free service. So, yeah, it was a race we thought was a bit extra money. So we aimed her there. And fortunately, good drive from Guy and pushed through. And then another good drive to sort of catch Anthony napping. And, yeah, held on and got the win. So, yeah, very happy.
Is there another race you've eyed off for her coming up?
Not really. Jim and Grant, they've both said get her over there and just take your time with her and find a couple of races for her. I think yesterday as well, she picked up the $3,000 owner's bonus as well. So, yeah, they've basically said just take your time and see what comes of it and go from there. But, you know, there's some nice races like the Red Ochre and that coming up. And, you know, she mightn't be up to them, but she's going to draw well and it'll give us a bit of a chance to see where she's at.
Being an Aussie bred, those Carnival of Cups races are quite lucrative. Now, just on another factor in your stable at the moment, the two-year-olds are obviously firing. You are chasing a berth in the upcoming Jewels with Lulu Le Mans. She's over in New Zealand getting ready for some of the big races over there. In fact, you're heading to New Zealand later today to drive her in track work tomorrow.
Yeah, I fly out tonight and we'll give her a last bit of fast work tomorrow before Friday. And Mark flew up on Saturday night and give her a work on Sunday, and yeah, he's quite happy and he's very impressed that she's improved a little bit since he last drove when the week there before the Pink Bonnet. So, yeah, all being well, she probably can't beat the Adore Me filly, but it's, you know, we've pushed with the owners and with Harness Racing New Zealand for her to be the Aussie invite. Gone 156 and won two races and been Group 2 placed twice. So we thought we'll throw the hat into the ring and hopefully with not too many others going around and Breeders' Challenge and that, that she'll get that invite come next week.
And if you were the Aussie invite and the Aussie representative, what would it mean to you to be effectively representing the country?
Yeah, massive thrill. And obviously you've got to thank the owners and have the horse's ability to do it. And obviously with the opportunity marks presented to me and then we formed the business, it's good for the business as well. And unfortunately, if she won that Pink Bonnet, I don't think we'd be still to-ing and fro-ing. She would have got that invite, but that's life. But yeah, big thrill.
Well, mate, congratulations to both you and Mark. The team's obviously working well. The partnership is doing extremely well. Your strike rate second to none. And I wish you all the best of luck with that filly Lulu Le Mans. So she competes in the Group 1 this week, this Friday night?
Yeah, she's in the Caduceus this week. And then there's a sire stakes final the week after. She was unlucky in her heat over there a fortnight ago. And then hopefully we're heading back to Christchurch and there's a sales race plus the jewels if we can get there.
All right. All the best of luck. And we'll stay in contact with you and find out what happens with that jewels invite.
Righto, thanks, Greg.
There he is, Aaron Goadsby, half of the Jones-Goadsby partnership, but is definitely having a tremendous run at the moment. Cozzy, that wraps up what's going on in harness racing at the moment, but well done to Aaron, who yesterday was at one of those Carnival of Cups meetings at Narrabri, won a race, broke the track record with a very smart mare called Rock and Joy, former Kiwi, Australian bred, but now she's found a way back to Australia and did a good job.
Good on you, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cozzy.